today on the Clock Tips Podcast. And this person might now be rushing to complete this paper and they might look stressed. And someone might say, but you had so many weeks. Why didn't you start it earlier? And this is exactly what Parkinson's Law is about. You see, although you may have a lot of time to do something, you may not need all that time to get it done. Welcome to the Clock Tips Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Melissa Richardson. Thanks for joining us. Let's talk about something that many of us might have faced or are currently facing right now if you're in school. And it is, how do we use time at the beginning of the semester or at the end of the semester? And don't worry, if you're not in school right now, this just might be, you know, getting a project done or an appointment you need to schedule or something you need to do at work. This concept pretty much applies to many people. Today, we're going to talk about the false sense of security that comes with procrastination and how it ties into this law that I've read about called Parkinson's Law. It's a law about how you use time depending on how much time you have to complete something. So let's think about this. It's the start of a new semester and the teacher handed out the syllabus and everything is fresh and full of promise. At this point, a lot of students think that they have 12, 13, even 16 weeks to get these few sheets of paper done. And so when I think to many of the students in my classes, there are not too many office visits in the first few weeks of school because, well, it's time for fun. There are not that many assignments, it seems. And, well, they have the whole semester to get things done, right? But then it comes to the end of the semester and it's the last 2 to 3 weeks and all of a sudden there are a lot of emails, a lot of, can I do all the previous work? A lot of requests to do missing work and things of that nature. So my question is, why is it that when we have so much time to get things done, we procrastinate and leave it to the end? Even more, with students, they have gone through this process before. They've probably been through multiple semesters, especially if it's not the first semester of freshman year. So what do we learn from our past experiences when it comes to managing our time? Let me talk about this Parkinson's Law a little bit more. It states that work expands to fill the time available for its completion. If you think about a semester and maybe let's say a term paper, a semester has many weeks, but someone probably won't take all those weeks to write a term paper. They may consider it at the beginning, oh yeah, I have a term paper to write in this class at some point. Might get close to the midterm time and they say, oh yeah, I want to start that term paper soon. And then somehow, for some people, it's close to the deadline and maybe a day or two before it's due, that's when most of the work gets started for this term paper. And this person might now be rushing to complete this paper and they might look stressed. And someone might say, but you had so many weeks. Why didn't you start it earlier? And this is exactly what Parkinson's Law is about. You see, although you may have a lot of time to do something, you may not need all that time to get it done. And so it seems that somewhere deep in your brain knows that. And even though you think you're taking all this time to complete something, it might wait until you have no more time left and measure somehow the amount of time you actually need, and then actually start to do it. That's kind of the concept, I think, behind procrastination in this type of situation. At the root of all of this, you've measured how much time you need to complete a task, but you're waiting until right before you run out of time to complete that task, to do it. And so that's where the pressure comes in from procrastination habits, and anxiety might come with the impending deadlines. And most people, I think, can admit they don't like to feel that way, but some people tell themselves that, well, I work well under pressure. But I have a question for you. Wouldn't it be much nicer if you get a task, let's say 2 months ago, and then you completed it in the first 3 days? Personally, I feel really good if I get something done right away because now, well, it's done and I can move on to other things. I think that it's a change of perspective when it comes to tasks that don't require that much time, but when the deadline is so far away. And that is typical for semesters or projects that are not due immediately in the near future. It's having the foresight to say, what can I do now? Or what can I finish today so that I'll be way ahead of schedule and I could focus on other things without the stress or anxiety of the impending deadline? So here are a few tips. You can set mini deadlines and break down your assignments into smaller parts and set deadlines for each of those smaller parts. This will help you to distribute the workload more evenly. You can create a weekly plan and allocate time each week for studying, for your assignments, and even relaxation, which is really important for helping your brain to recover. And this will help to keep you accountable and help you to avoid cramming. You can also stay engaged throughout the semester by joining study groups or discussion groups early on and staying connected with the material, which will help you to become more engaged with your coursework, which will help it to feel less daunting. And then finally, which is something that I really did a lot when I was in college, is reflect regularly. Check in with yourself to see how things are going. Have you accomplished your plans? Are you keeping a good balance? Are you making progress towards your goals? And that will help you to feel good, really, that you're on your way to success. Remember, the beginning of the semester is an opportunity. Instead of letting time slip away, seize it. By understanding how our perception of time can lead to procrastination, and by applying the principles like Parkin's Law, we can make smarter choices that lead to success. Thanks for joining us today. Please visit our website at clocktips.com for more information about this podcast, how to join our ongoing research study, and more resources to help you improve your time, intuition, sleep, and productivity. If you found this information helpful or interesting, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with others and join the discussion on our social media platforms under the handle @myclocktips. Until next time, take care of yourself.